next patient is Thomas DiCrescio. That's D, isn't David? DiCrescio. 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 Thomas. Thomas. Their consultation is 4/4/22. Date of birth 8/31/61. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Brittany Newton. Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Brittany, thank you for sending Thomas DiCrescio for evaluation. Next line. Chief complaint is history of asthma and obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 60-year-old overweight male who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been on CPAP setup nightly. Which is an auto PAP at 4-20 centimeter pressure, and has no significant side effects, and has been compliant with it. He has occasional wheezing and denies any chest pain, and he uses a Flonase nasal spray as well as Montelukast for his asthmatic symptoms. The patient denies cough or shortness of breath at rest. Next paragraph, past history includes history of hyperlipidemia and allergic rhinitis and obstructive sleep apnea and asthma. Surgery includes left shoulder surgery and right knee surgery for displaced kneecap. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Smoked one pack per day for 7 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol, mostly wine. Next paragraph, allergies to Lamisil. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of post-op infection. Mother is alive and in good health, period. Next paragraph, system review. Patient has no shortness of breath or cough or wheezing, but has apneic episodes. No abdominal pains, no black stools or diarrhea. He has no recent weight loss or fatigue, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds, and no urinary frequency. He has hay fever. He has no anxiety, no depression. And he denies leg swelling. He has no bruising. Denies joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams a day. Singulair, 10 milligrams daily. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white male is alert and pale and no acute distress. No cyanosis, ictus, or clubbing. Blood pressure 140 by 80. Pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 190, saturation 97. HENT anomalous, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. ஆட்சி ஆற்றும் ரெகுலர்னஸ்ரீ. The abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowels aren't active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap, tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Number 2 is asthma with the recurrent exacerbations. Number 3 is allergic rhinitis. And number 4 is hypolipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will can you also add in the symptoms system review, the patient does have restless leg syndrome, but not on any specific medications for it. Okay, and the final diagnosis had restless leg syndrome. And next line in the plan, the patient was advised to get a CBC and an IgE level. His CTA was reviewed, which showed clear lung fields and no infiltrates or nodules. His PFTs were within the normal limits. He was advised to continue with his present meds and get a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies and place on a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, and continue with AutoPAP set up at night, 4-20 centimeter pressure with heated humidification. Copy of his sleep study will be requested. And the patient will also try to lose more weight and come back for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Brittany Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N, Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, M-D. Thank you.